Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of The Quentin Denton Show. Regular listeners will know that I often enthuse about the little gems that can be discovered on London's vibrant fringe theatre scene. Sadly, despite this futuristic musical becoming something of a cult following a previous run at the Arts Theatre, this is not going to be one of those occasions. Keith and Nat are a young couple stuck in a rut with lives, both professional and personal, that are going nowhere, when out of their radio pops the eponymous Quentin, an android self-help guru in a white suit who's a mix of every smarmy TV host that you've ever cringed at. Accompanied by two female android assistants, Quentin tries to involve the couple in a program that will add some excitement and pizzazz to their lives. All the while, Quentin himself, under pressure from a disembodied voice, to sell the program to more people so that he can achieve some sort of higher status himself. A satire here, presumably, on the fact that even those who seem to have all the answers for others are really only just struggling with pressures of their own. It's a neat idea, but at nearly 2 hours, the show overstays its welcome by almost half that amount. We get the point pretty early on, and so after that, the message is laboured and repeated to a point that becomes almost painful. Don't get me wrong, I'm a big fan of wacky and surreal, and robots appearing out of a radio and bursting into song would normally be right up my street. But what starts here as a delightful off-the-wall idea soon degenerates into an unholy mess. That said, composer Henry Carpenter has come up with some very catchy rock tunes, although so beaten into submission was I by the end that I'm at a loss to actually remember any of them now. The cast work their socks off. Luke Lane, who bears a striking resemblance to John Barrowman, plays it to the hilt as Quentin, as do the two assistants, Freya Tilly and Lottie Daisy Francis. Although I couldn't decide whether Sean O'Reilly and Max Panks as Nat and Keith were playing it bland and bemused or were really just bland and bemused. They could certainly be forgiven if it was the latter. The Quentin Denton Show is a frustrating watch. What could have been a clever satire on consumerism and our inability to accept the hand that life has dealt us, whatever it may be, lacks the real charm needed to hold our attention, and even before the interval I was praying for it to end. It's at the Tristram Bates Theatre, which is just off of Charing Cross Road, until the 29th of July. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.